Should I call her, Dad? My then teenage son used to say that, and like all boys his age, he was unsure of what kind of response he would get from a girl. Should I call her? Well, I'll tell you, it seems like just yesterday I was asking that question. When I was a teenage boy, I'd stare at the phone for about 45 minutes, wondering if I dared to call. And man, sometimes no matter how suave I tried to be, all of a sudden I'd get on that phone and I'd go, "Hello?" It's amazing how intimidating a girl can be. There were a couple girls, though, that I didn't even have to think twice about calling. I just picked up the phone, started talking naturally. But you know, it was because they made me feel safe. It is amazing the power of a woman to make a man feel safe or unsafe. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about making a man feel safe. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Proverbs chapter 31, and I've often talked with my daughter or my wife about that Proverbs 31 woman, the greatest description probably in all the Bible of what a woman can be at her womanliest. Is that a word? Well, it is now. And it says some of these things about her. She has noble character. She is worth far more than rubies. Her children rise up and call her blessed. And then it tells us that her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the leaders of the land. What a tremendous description. I mean, any woman would like to be worth far more than rubies and have her children call her blessed and be of noble character. Well, one of her secrets is given in this chapter. The secret of a woman who has healthy relationships, who brings out the best in the men in her life, and it's summed up in these words, Proverbs 31:11. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. I'm going to put that in other words. Her man feels safe with her. See, men are usually evaluated in our world on the basis of how they perform, their athletic prowess, or their macho image, or they're always under control, or they're successful in their career. And most men just continue this performance kind of love right into their relationships with women until a loving, affirming woman lets him know he does not have to perform for her. He does not have to impress her. He's safe with her. He can share his secrets and know they will never be violated. He can be weak around her. He can be frustrated. He can be scared. Every man needs a woman who will love the little boy inside him. Now, I know every woman needs a man who will make her feel safe, but that's another program. Today's about Proverbs 31. Men are very self-assured outside, but listen, we're very self-conscious on the inside. Men are very lonely people because, well, we're not that good at the relationship side of things, and a lot of our relationships are superficial. But God raises up a special breed. Sometimes He'll give you a woman in your life who's able to give a man a harbor, a mother who makes her son feel safe, a teacher that makes the boy in her class feel safe, the woman who is not hunting men or chasing men or using men, but who wants to minister acceptance and security to the men in her world. The Bible calls her a woman who fears the Lord. See, she brought her needs to the Lord so she feels safe, so she can gently, consistently provide the safe harbor that a man so desperately needs. And that kind of woman, a man can call on any time and she'll bring out his best. And that's the kind of woman Jesus creates. When a woman brings her heart to him, he makes a woman feel safe. She is. He gives woman love without strings. Never leave you, love. If he was ever going to leave you, he would have when he was dying on the cross for your sin. No conditions, no end to it. Supernatural love. Man or woman, if you've never experienced that love for yourself, get started in a relationship with him today. You can find out how at our website, anewstory.com. When you belong to Jesus, he plants in you a supernatural transforming love because you know what it is to be eternally loved by God himself.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.